In our day and age as a contractor, it is hard to find people. And unfortunately, sometimes we get these people, they work on our team, and then at some point, their performance isn't what it needs to be. Something happens, this, that, or the other thing, and you're like, shit, now I got to fire this person. Guys, that's what we're going to talk about here today is five solid reasons that you need to pull the trigger and let somebody go. I've had to do it multiple times, and every time it sucks. I don't care what the reason is. I don't like doing it. You know, it's not how we plan this whole thing to work out, right? When somebody takes on a new job, you hire somebody, man, you want them to work out. You want them to be there. You don't want to end up having this conversation. But sadly, because we don't want to have that conversation, we often hold on to people longer than we should. And so today on the 5 a.m. fight, I'm sharing with you a little bit thing that we did over in Contractor Fight TV on YouTube about five reasons that it's time to let someone go in that unfortunate scenario where you need to do so. Here's five things that you can be confident in. And if you see any of these things, then follow your gut, let them go. And let me also say this, and I say this in the video as well, but before you let somebody go, y'all got to make sure that you've done everything in your power to set them up for success. I am, like I said before, I'm not a fan of firing people. I'm more of a fan of looking in the mirror, owning my own crap as a leader and going, have I done everything to help these people be set up for success? So if somebody's just pissing you off or something, look in the mirror first. You know, I hear from a lot of guys like, oh, they didn't do the job right. They didn't do this. Well, have you done your part? Did you give them clear scopes of work? Do they have clear expectations of what's supposed to happen? Are you training them? Are you giving them what they need to succeed? And if you're doing those things, then great. But oftentimes, when I have these conversations with the people in our programs, they're really quick to own their crap and go, yeah, I guess I haven't done this, I haven't done that. And so you're holding your people accountable to a moving target. And guys, that's not fair. This episode's all about just sharing some things to help you make the best decision whether it's time to let somebody go. Check this out.
All right, my friends, many of us have been there, right? That dreaded conversation that we have to have with somebody where we just have this sense that we might need to let them go. And there's a lot of thoughts and a lot of opinions and things like that. And I will say, I'm going to get into these reasons of why you certainly have to fire somebody, okay? But before I do that, I want to make sure that you are understanding the importance of looking in the mirror as a leader first. That before you fire somebody, you do an assessment of you as a leader. Have I given them every opportunity to succeed? Have I been clear with expectations and how they'll be evaluated on the job? Okay, am I doing my part to set them up for success? Because sadly, I've let people go in the past, and many of the people I know and I'm close to have done the same, where we burn through some really good people that we end up getting pissed at when the reality is we didn't do our job as a leader. So I want you to make sure that before you're just dropping the axe on somebody because they pissed you off because they made a mistake on a job, that you take ownership for the things that you're responsible for. So that being said, five reasons, guys, that you have got to let somebody go. And number one, right out of the gate, is unethical behavior. I had a guy once, we were painting a house, and the homeowner wanted some additional work done, and the foreman that I had on the job tried to sell him work on the side. And he didn't know that me and the homeowner were buddies. And my buddy called me, he's like, hey, dude, your guy's trying to poach some work on the side here. So we called this guy back to the office, had him bring the van in at the end of the day, said we needed to talk to him about a few things. He brought the van back, and we cut him loose. We gave him his final check, and we fired his ass, okay? Because he stepped into that land that you just can't trust anybody anymore after that point. They've stolen from you, okay? You work hard as a business owner to get the phone to ring and to sell jobs. I know another guy that had an employee copied the same business name and was selling jobs and doing weekend work with another subcontractor crew in the name of my friend's company. And it happened for like a year or more, and it was at least $300,000-$500,000 worth of work they stole from the company. And when the crew didn't show up on time, the lady called the real office, okay, And that's how the whole thing got exposed, and they arrested the guy. It was this crazy thing. If they're unethical, if they're stealing, if they're lying to you, okay, and bullshitting and all that stuff, they need to go. Second reason you got to let an employee go is if their behavior is just getting worse. What I mean is maybe you have performance issues with somebody. You know, they're just not stepping up to the plate. They're not doing certain things to that fit in well with the culture or maybe the quality of work or whatever it is, but the behavior is getting worse and they're just not coachable. They're not taking growth and change seriously. All right. This is a time that you have to protect your culture. And I know we've all had that guy, right? Yeah, but you know, the good outweighs the bad because the days he's on, he's really productive and this and that. All right, I've had guys like that where I'm like, shit, if I let this guy go, I'm kind of fucked. I can deal with some of the other bullshit. But ultimately, guys, the problem is you're allowing somebody who is toxic to stay in the business. You're allowing somebody to stay in your culture that's not coachable, okay, and isn't committed to growth. And if you guys are like me, and I think you are, because if you're searching for shit like I'm putting out here on Contractor Fight TV, then you probably care about, you know, you want to run your life and your business with some good values and things like that. You can't build on the values that you care about when you allow people to tear your culture apart like that. Okay, so that's huge. So behavior's getting worse. They're not coachable, not taking things seriously. They got to go. Third thing here, guys, if they're doing drugs and alcohol at work, cut them loose. Okay, I know there's things that we all like to do off hours. I live in Colorado, so you all know what I'm talking about. There's a lot of that stuff going on out here. But when it's on the company time, all right, guys, we cannot play with that. You work too hard to build your business. God forbid you got somebody operating one of your vehicles. God forbid you have somebody operating a piece of equipment or they're up high on a roof or whatever it might be. And in any way, shape, or form, they're fucked up. That's a big problem. First sign of that, they're gone. Doesn't mean you don't care about them. Doesn't mean that you don't help them get into rehab or whatever, because I know we have relationships with our people. But guys, this doesn't just hurt them. It doesn't just hurt your business. It hurts everybody associated with your business if you let that shit go. Fourth thing here, reason that you must let somebody go. They're just taking too much time off. Okay, now I'm not talking like paid time off, you know, that you have as a benefit or vacation time. By all means, do that. But when you have people that are chronically late, they're missing days, how can you plan? How can you forecast production? You can't. You have too much inconsistency. Our culture is the intersection. I want you to pay attention to this. The culture in your business is the intersection of what you expect and what you tolerate. So on one side, if your values are, we're people of integrity and we run a company on integrity and all these values, but you're tolerating this disrespect of blowing off work, doing their own thing, and this just because the guy's got some skills in the field, you are, again, putting a dagger into the culture of your business, and it's actually going to slow your growth down, all right? And guys, the final thing here, talked about it a little bit about the behavior getting worse, but you got to let people go if they just have poor performance over time. Doesn't mean they're not a good person. Doesn't mean you don't care about them. But if they simply just can't do the job you hired them to do, if you got to fix shit all the time and redo stuff and you have a lot of callbacks, all right, this kind of goes hand in hand with, are they coachable and teachable and are they taking growth seriously? But again, don't just put a body out there for the sake of putting a body out there. Build the type of company where high performance is expected, high performance is rewarded, and poor performance and not hitting the targets on the jobs, you know, again, goes back to other videos we've done here about you got to have clear scopes of work and you know, with times and expectations and this and that. And if you have somebody, especially, I believe, in a foreman position, and they continually cannot bring a project in on time and on budget with a great experience, that's poor performance. At the very least, they shouldn't be a foreman anymore. We've had guys through the years that we demoted, still had a great relationship with them. So guys, when I'm talking about firing people and all this other stuff here, I'm not talking about you being an asshole, okay? Be a respectful human being. Treat people the way that you would want to be treated if you were in that position. And we've had conversations where like, hey, so-and-so, it's, you know, two quarters in a row now where you're struggling hitting the targets on these jobs. And we've worked with you, we've given you some training, and it just ain't happening. What do you think we should do next? What do you think our next move is? And a lot of times they'll go, I want to just go back to being one of the guys. Some people aren't wired for that stress, and that's totally cool. But they can't stay in that current position if they can't do the job. Guys, firing people sucks. It really does. I don't care what the reason is. It's not how we wanted the relationship to end. When we hire somebody, we want them to be with us. And we have good dreams and shit like that for our business. But sometimes it's necessary. So if you're dealing with any of this stuff right now in your business, like I said in the beginning, look in the mirror first. And if you can honestly say, hey, I've done everything I can to help develop people and their performance and stuff, and they're still not doing it, you might need to let them go. So guys, make sure you head over to thecontractorfight.com/Facebook. We got a community of several thousand contractors over there who I guarantee who have seen a problem that you're facing right now in your business. It's a free community. Maybe you got some employee stuff going on and you want to run by a group of people that have actually been through it. Jump into our free Facebook group. We'd love to have you there. You guys rock. I got to roll. See you next time.